Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here, and welcome back to MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. I just got back from spending some time with a very, very good friend of mine. I went down to his house and stayed there for a few days. And this guy, he's something else. He and I went through Navy flight training together. We got our wings on the same day, and our first duty station was the same. We flew in different squadrons, but we were actually roommates for a while. And then he was selected to go to Navy's Test Pilot School, and eventually he became a member of the Society of Experimental Test Pilots. Did some interesting flying. And also in his career, he spent 2 years as ship's company and got all of his Navy ship qualifications. He basically had done pretty much everything in his military career that he wanted to do, except he wasn't selected to become a squadron commander. And he said he was pretty disappointed about that, but at some point he decided he had to go on with his career, and he couldn't figure out what he wanted to do. And after spending some time and talking it over with his wife, he said, you know, what I really want to do is become a doctor. Now, this guy's almost 40 years old. He's had a complete flying career. And now he's talking about going all the way back to square one. And so with his wife's support, actually his wife supported him financially as well as emotionally, he resigned his commission and enrolled as a first-year medical student. Went through 4 years of medical school and then was recommissioned in the Navy back at a rank that he had 20 years ago. Very, very junior. And after a two-year internship, he became a Navy flight surgeon. He said he was pretty excited about that because he got a chance to fly again. But after that, he knew that in order to really make his career successful and to set himself up for when he finally left the Navy, he knew he had to become a fully qualified board-certified physician. So he elected to go to an intensive 3-year residency and just recently finished that up and now is in the process of studying for his boards. And I was talking with him a little bit about all the twists and turns in his journey, and I said, dude, what do you think is the single most important thing that got you to where you are right now? He said, Wiz, I decided what it was that I wanted to do. And then I just went out and made it happen. You know, and I was listening to him say that. I said that my first thought was, yeah, that's straight out of Self-Help 101. You know what it is you want to do. Be as clear as possible of what it is you want to do. But as I was listening to him, I mean, there was something else. And I don't even think he was conscious of it. I think it was so a part of him that he didn't even realize it. But as I was listening to him talk, it was clear to me that he had absolutely no doubt whatsoever that he could do it. And to me, this is absolutely critical. Critical! A leader not only has to know what he wants to do, but he has to have that belief, that confidence in himself that he can do what he wants to do. The single biggest gap between desire and action, in my opinion now, the single biggest gap between desire and action is the belief in oneself, the confidence in oneself. If you've got some experience with this, or if you have some thoughts about it, I love to read your comments on the blog. So I'll leave you with that. Until next time then, this is Commander Wiz Withers for MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. Thanks for listening.